have to keep jumping around the dial all day.
Start your morning with Pensacola Morning News, weekdays 5 to 9. Stick around for Pep Talk with Meg from 9 to 11. Then it's MVR from 11 till 2, Hughes Hewitt from 2 to 4, and Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin from 4 to 7. One station, one day, everything you need to know. News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Talk about it being an institutional move. You know, athletics is really your front porch. When you're trying to gain visibility for the institution and all of the great things that are going on here, athletics is the easiest way to do that. Our student athletes, our coaches do such a great job, and it starts to bring attention onto our campus and what's going on here. And that gives us the opportunity to showcase all of the academic programs that we have here, the great faculty, the atmosphere, the small school, private school feel that exists here. But you can't get people to pay attention to that if you don't have a lead, right? And athletics becomes the tip of that spear in creating that profile.
Big announcement yesterday, of course. You've heard us reporting on it since yesterday, but, you know, just want to make sure everybody knows we are going to Division I, finally. The kind of news that snuck up on us, and all of a sudden, oh, hey, here we are. You know, it was kind of like it was a rumor. It was a thing, you know, hey, do you think we ever will for as long as I have lived here for 13 years? And then all of a sudden, in the last 2 weeks, it went from being, about as validated a rumor as the tunnels under Pensacola. And all of a sudden, hey, we're just doing it. So, okay. Change of president, obviously, Manny Scott, I'm looking at my sound clips and I've got Dave Scott and Manny Diaz, and my brain just said, both of them together, one person. You've never heard this person before. Manny Diaz, obviously, leading the university in a, I would say, you know, slightly different way, obviously. Judy Benson, who's highly responsible for us having a football program, and Martha Saunders shepherding over UWF all of these years and, you know, growing it, but sort of growing it without changing what it really is a lot. And then kind of all of a sudden, Manny Diaz comes along and says, you know what I want to do? I want to make us on par with all of your other big schools. I want to be like a Florida, like an FSU, like any of these other schools. We should get scholars and teachers and funding and notoriety and now athletics that is going to be like them. And, you know, I would say this is sort of step one in that direction. The question remains, how much will this change the nature of UWF, the size of the enrollment at UWF? Obviously, at 16,000, we're no 40 or 50 or whatever. But still, you know, how will that all change? We'll see. So he says, look, athletics is the front porch. It gives us a chance to, you know, expand, to be more promotable, to do recruiting. It's kind of one of the key steps in getting there.
This move is going to allow us to expand that profile along with our branding so that we have, I mean, all of you see what's happened during the March Madness tournament. Every time a school makes it into the tournament, you're looking at FAU, I think, had 30% increase in admissions applications. I saw something where High Point, I think, had 19,000 new tour requests. That FGCU, Dunk City, that was in 2013. They're still reaping the benefits of that. It really gives you something you cannot buy for your institution. So it's definitely not just about athletics. It's about the profile of the institution, the ability of our admissions and recruitment staff to get into those markets and showcase our institution. And it's easy to sell. Well, you got to show pictures of the number one beach in the country, and students all of a sudden are paying attention.
Yeah, we have a lot of advantages already for recruiting people here. And if we're in Division I and we're getting into some of these tournaments, which won't happen for a while, the way this works is for the first 3 years, we are eligible only for the ASUN. That's the not football sports conference. And then the I always want to get this wrong. The UAC, which is the football-only conference. It's kind of a weird thing where you have schools that are in a couple of different conferences, mostly two conferences, but then they've all kind of come together to do football in its own separate conference. The reporting indicates that that's not that weird for Division I, you know, the lower tier Division I, which is what the FCS is that we're going to be in. not the FBS like you think of your Florida and your Miami and Alabama and Auburn and all that. But in any case, the football division is one thing, the non-football is another, but we will be able to play in the postseason tournaments for those. But you know how, like, if you win the Gulf South Conference, you know, you might get an automatic bid to something. Same thing here. Those would normally qualify you for the tournament play that comes in the Division I FCS because they are a tournament-based, not a bowl-based. It doesn't work that way. For 3 years, we can't play in the postseason in that kind of the postseason. So we get a little bit, but we don't get all of it. And then after 3 years, we'll be sort of full eligible vote members of Division I, and we can, you know, go forward and play in all the, you know, the big things, you know, be eligible for the championships. No, not bowl games, if you're wondering. Bowl games is, again, that sort of next up half of the Division I. We're still in the FCS, not the FBS, but still, you know, it's Division I is Division I, so that's fantastic. We're going to have – it'll be easier for us to schedule – which has been a challenge for football. It'll certainly be easier to fundraise, although it does cost us $2 million to get in. So, you know, it's not free, and it will be a lot of work, and, you know, it will be more competition. We're used to being the big fish in the small pond, and now we'll be the still fairly big fish, but in a, you know, much more significantly sized pond. Actually, next hour, we're going to be talking to Judy Bentz about all of this. She's one of the people that's in charge of the fundraising, of course, pioneer for football. And she's got a new book out, too. So we'll be talking to her at 7:05 if you want to tune in for that. Coming up next, the Transgressors Memorial Service, the early service. Find out why Brother Andrew is blaming and which half of the gnome marriage. We'll talk about that coming up next. Right now, PJ is sitting in for John Pickens with Traffic on the Fives.
Traffic is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Take a look at the big board here. We have road debris, I-10 eastbound, right as you cross Escambia Bay. Just use caution through that area. Also, Mobile Highway clear through Beulah. No delays on Burgess or Olive. I'm PJ with your Traffic on the Fives.
You know, we're always talking about if you need complex systems inside your home repaired, like plumbing, electrical, heating, air conditioning. You know, you think electrical, like, what could that be? Well, including, like, a generator, if you want a generator installed or maintained or you just have questions. Peyton, they're the folks that can take care of that for you. They started with air conditioning, which makes sense, you know, in Panama City in 1969. It's hot. You want to be cold? Well, you do install air conditioning. So Robert Peyton started the company that way. Obviously, you know, heating and air conditioning go together pretty well. Plumbing and electrical eventually, and geographical expansion out of Panama City, of course, to Pensacola, east to Tallahassee, into the central time or into the eastern time zone, all the way west in the last couple of years, even into Alabama, into, you know, Baldwin County and over into Mobile. But anywhere along the Gulf Coast, good products, good installation, good people, 100% satisfaction guarantee. They will take care of you. Well, now this spring, you can get 2 years of smart care for free with your new air conditioning system purchase from Peden. That's scheduled maintenance, priority service, and 15% off all the repairs included. So 2 years of smart care for free with your new air conditioning system. Call or book online at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for Jaden Ivey, who until this week was a basketball player for the Chicago Bulls. On Monday, the Bulls released Ivey for what they called, quote, conduct detrimental to the team, end quote, because of a video he posted to social media. Now, I want to warn you, this is pretty toxic and upsetting stuff, and it might be best to cover little ears in the congregation.
The world can proclaim LGBTQ. They proclaim Pride Month and the NBA. They proclaim it. They show it to the world. They say, come join us for Pride Month, to celebrate unrighteousness. They proclaim it. They proclaim it on the billboards. They proclaim it in the streets. Unrighteousness.
Okay, how's everybody doing? I know, it's hard to hear, but you needed to know for yourself what's out there and that these monsters are everywhere around us all the time. But that's why we're so proud of the Bulls for ending their relationship with Ivy after he had the audacity to so brazenly espouse what the haters euphemistically call traditional values, and to say there's something wrong with any of the 219 officially recognized shades of rainbow people. What's so upsetting about this incident, of course, is that we really thought we'd made a lot more progress than this. Oh, obviously, we know that such people exist, but we really thought we'd scared them into silence with all the really effective cancellations and social media attacks. Just when you think you're winning the battle of suppressing such hateful ideas, some random athlete has the audacity to pull an anti-Kaepernick. See, when our people protest and oppose by, say, kneeling during the national anthem, it's a virtue. Not because they're standing up for what they believe, but because they're standing down for what we believe. So obviously, when someone stands up for what we oppose, well, that's the whole reason we cancel people. So boo on you, Jaden Ivey, and maybe now the next anti-LGBTQ athlete will learn the lesson that we expect them to just shut up and dribble. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, former Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, for what she's done to her husband. Now, in case you haven't been following this story, dear other, and it's really a twist-up, the arch-conservative Republican family has been rocked by the disclosure that Brian Noem secretly engaged in a variety of sexual fetishist activities, sent pictures of himself to other women, and even paid adult entertainers up to $25 a minute to talk with him while he, for example, cross-dressed as an extremely well-endowed woman using an oversized bosom prosthetic and tight shirt and hot pants, among other things. For those of you who have completed your advanced coursework in nonlinear sexual alternativity, you will immediately recognize this as a form of bimbofication fetish or acting out a highly exaggerated hypersexual femininity. But of course, we have no problem with what Brian did, does, or ever will do in private or in public, in straight or in drag, for free or for money. None of that bothers us. In fact, we celebrate him as he is clearly one of us underneath it all, or at least underneath some of it. What his wife did to him, on the other hand, is unacceptable. Kristi has said she didn't know about any of this and is devastated by the revelations. But taking that claim as authentic only makes this story so much worse. You see, it's one thing for Brian to engage in what we consider to be perfectly normal behavior, even imaginative role-playing. We might even add another B to the holy acronym string in this honor to add the bimbificationists out there. Brian is who he is, except for when he's trying so hard to be someone he isn't, and that's just fine. Who are we to ever judge someone for their quirks and their kinks? As the 56th rule of wokeness reminds us, deviance is normal, and normalcy is deviant. We also support the loudest, proudest flying of any freak flag you own. We even once considered calling ourselves fetish people instead of rainbow people, but we settled for LGBTQIA, of course now plus F and B as well. No, the real transgression here is the obvious way that Brian Noem has had to endure the repression and isolation that comes from being married to someone who obviously made him feel so ashamed of who he is that he couldn't even share it with her. The fact that he didn't feel safe telling her his truth indicates that she'd created an atmosphere of judgment and fear of rejection inside their marriage. If she'd been more understanding and accepting, he wouldn't have felt marginalized into hiding his true self from her and then sending those pictures and that money to those strange women. Now, granted, we don't normally prefer to criticize the woman when there's a man available to take the blame, but in this case, he's not a man, or at least he clearly doesn't want to be. And for a man with such an unusual case of bosom dysmorphia, the pain of knowing he couldn't even tell his wife about his real self must have been horrid. And look at how she reacted after. He was caught, exposed, and she's still criticizing him, proof that he was right all along not to trust her with his deepest, darkest, most thinly veneered secrets. As we've always explained, nobody would choose to be gay, since being gay is a socially discouraged orientation. Likewise, we know that nobody would choose to put on such absurdly large augmentation prosthetics, take photos, and send them to other people, since that is even more obviously socially unpalatable. Therefore, he must have been born this way. And who can judge a person for being what they were born to be? So for being a transvestite fetishist who had to keep his true self secret all this time in shame, we see you. In truth, how could we not see you? And we feel for you. Likewise, how could we not feel for you? We know your disguise was stretched too thin, and we wish we could have been there to lift and separate it for you ourselves. Brian Noem, you may have gotten busted. Really busted. But Christy Noem is the one who is canceled. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, this week's Holy Birkenstock of Doublespeak Award with blue, green, and purple embellishment goes to the tech giant Google for using artificial intelligence to rewrite the headlines contained in their search results page. What started as a test feature of Google Discover is now just the way Google displays search results, wherein the AI will rewrite the actual headline of a news article so that when you see the 10 blue links page, it will have an AI summary at the top as well as AI-modified headlines below. In other words, Google is now actively editing the web page summaries to make them more Googly. Now, I know at first it might seem bad that Google's editing headlines with AI but without notification, but that's just because you're all still so attached to these childish notions like truth and that content should come from humans. Oh, sure, the actual authors may put time and skill into the articles and the headlines and then get edited by some invisible, unannounced editor in the cloud, but that's a good thing. Observe how many people are trusting the AI summaries despite knowing they aren't really reliable, in fact, often being exactly false. That's okay, because we're training people to be intellectually lazy and to not care much about whether answers score high on some imaginary truthiness scale. Remember the goal. In order to control a population, you must stop people from thinking for themselves. The hard way to do this is to actively prevent it through censorship and suppression, which is difficult, and the people resist. The easy way to do it is to destroy in them the very ability to actually think well, and then you don't have to worry if they try to do it for themselves, because they can't. And trust me when I say a population that relies on the AI summaries and doesn't mind having the headlines changed, since, truth be told, that's all they read sometimes, will soon not even bother reading original source reporting. A great triumph for our cause. Soon they'll just float gently down the stream of occasionally accurate internet information like the rest of the lemmings. I mean voters. And follow whatever guidance the professional distorters of fact at the Ministry of Truth tell them to believe. It's all coming together, comrades. So for unlocking achievements and undermining public confidence in the third degree and reimagining truth in the second degree, we celebrate you, Google. All hail the digital overlords and pass the intellectual gruel. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, before you leave, one geological note, as it is what the Christians call Good Friday, leading up to Easter this Sunday. Now, I know some of you have already had your level 3 gospel resistance training and are fairly safe from the subtle temptations to be evangelized by a surprise encounter with an actual Christian. For the rest of you, always keep this in mind. The main deception Christians want you to believe is that Gaia, of course they call her God and claim that she's a he, as if, will accept you based on the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and not based on your own good deeds or virtue signals. Obviously, we know the truth, that everyone has to earn their own way to true virtuification by being woker and woker all the time. Gaia and her followers will only accept you if you are constantly living up to her impossible standards, vehemently canceling others for even their most minor transgressions, and practicing regular self-congratulations for all your own good deeds. Also, you can mess up just one time and lose it all. So rather than the Christian theory that you can know God and have total confidence in his forgiveness of you once and for all eternity through Jesus, we want you to remain ever uncertain, stressed out, and unsure of your real place in this world or the next. That's the holy anxiety of wokeness you're all trying to achieve. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
PJ is in for John Pickens today. Again, PJ, you're doing a great job. You have traffic on the fives.
Still just dealing with that roadway debris, I-10 eastbound as you cross Escambia Bay. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Somebody texted me, really busted, just about caused a 10-car pileup on Highway 90. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi has been fired. In a Truth Social post on Thursday, the president said Bondi is leaving the administration and moving on to a private sector job. Of course, this comes after Bondi's received a lot of criticism over her handling of the Epstein files. She was subpoenaed by the House Oversight Committee over that issue, and she'll be deposed on April 14th.
No, well, we know that's not the issue, because her deputy, who's now the interim, went on Jesse Waters last night and said it has nothing to do with the Epstein files.
Oh, well, that's...
So, obviously, yeah. It doesn't have anything to do with the Epstein files.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. Pam Bondi says she's going to continue fighting for President Trump after being fired as Attorney General.
Members on U.S. military bases are now able to carry their personal firearms while off duty. This is a big reversal of a longstanding Department of War policy. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth signing the memo yesterday, saying previous rules left troops vulnerable.
Before today, it was virtually impossible. Most people probably don't know this. It was virtually impossible for War Department personnel to get permission to carry and store their own personal weapons aligned with the state laws where we operate our installations. I mean, effectively, our bases across the country were gun-free zones. Unless you're training or unless you are a military policeman, you couldn't carry, you couldn't bring your own firearm for your own personal protection on to post.
And Hegseth,
well, that's no longer.
Hegseth citing recent shootings at military installations, including the 2019 attack at NAS Pensacola, as a justification for that change. Installation commanders do retain authority over the individual requests, but any denial has to be put in writing with a detailed explanation. A Mobile man has pleaded guilty to murdering his Air Force girlfriend at a Pensacola apartment complex in January of last year. Charles Carson Dowdy shot Airman Star Tucker multiple times and ran her over twice with her own Jeep as she tried to end their relationship. He now faces life in prison at a sentencing on August 25th. Tucker was a nurse and a member of the 919th Special Operations Medical Squadron. She left behind a young son. UWF football is going to the FCS level, and it's joining what's ranked as the third best conference in the country, the Argonauts competing in the United Athletic Conference, which has sent five teams to the FCS playoffs over the past two seasons. Atlantic Sun and UAC Consortium CEO Jeff Bacon was in town yesterday for the UWF press conference to make the announcement. He called it a powerhouse family.
We're not just welcoming in a successful Division I program. We are welcoming in a champion. 136 conference championships, 11 national championships, one of the most successful programs in Division II, and we fully expect and are excited to watch that success continue at Division I.
The Argos built their program from scratch in 2012 and won a national championship within four seasons. Well, downtown developments continue to grow. News Radio's Chris Bryan with this report. He says there could be changes for one project.
Construction on the $250 million Reverb by Hard Rock Hotel and the Rhythm Lofts apartments at Community Maritime Park expected to start this year. And now developers are asking the city for a 20-year tax rebate to help finance that project. The city is reviewing the request under its CRA policy. City council members will make that final call on whether to approve the rebate. Chris Bryan, News Radio, 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. And it is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with PJ.
Travis brought to you by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting your business vehicles 24/7. Get a business insurance quote in as little as 8 minutes. See if you can save. ProgressiveCommercial.com. Taking a look at the big board. Still just dealing with that roadway debris, I-10 eastbound as you cross Escambia Bay, so be aware of that. Otherwise, let's see here. Mobile Highway, clear through Beulah. No delays on Oliver Burgess. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. Now our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be looking at partly cloudy skies. High today near 77 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 67. For Saturday, mostly sunny skies. High near 80 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 65. Looking at some showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. 80% chance of rain, especially through the morning and afternoon. High near 76. Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 52. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
67, partly cloudy. Our next news in 30 minutes. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. United Airlines has hiked its checked bag fee by $10, becoming the second U.S. carrier in less than a week to raise prices as the industry grapples with this year's surge in fuel costs. It's now $45 to check a first bag on most domestic itineraries if the traveler pays ahead of time, and $50 if they pay within 24 hours of their flight. Chinese chip companies from SMIC to Hua Hong have reported record high revenue for last year, with analysts projecting further growth. This has been driven by huge demand for semiconductors related to artificial intelligence. But U.S. restrictions over the last few years has fueled a self-sufficiency drive from China. Microsoft said it has adjusted its approach to selling the Microsoft 365 Copilot artificial intelligence productivity add-on to corporate workers after feedback from analysts. In January, Microsoft said it had racked up 15 million seats for the Microsoft 365 Copilot, representing 3% of seats for the standard bundles. The stock market is closed in honor of Good Friday, and that's Your Money Now.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Nothing but net. Nice shot. Man, I miss playing basketball. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
Lower testosterone?
Yeah. Men just lose their edge after 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
Nugenix, the testosterone booster.
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula. It skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours and boosts your body's free and total testosterone in just 2 weeks. Since I started taking it, my energy is way up. I feel like I did back when we played for Coach Mac. And it's even spiced things up with my wife.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text TOWER to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text TOWER to 215215. That's TOWER to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
One of my favorite moments is when a business owner sees our ADX Digital Toolbox and they sit back in their chair and they have this look of surprise on their face and they say, I had no idea you guys did all of this. We have 19 ways to deliver your message to your specific audience inside your geographic footprint with reporting that proves its effectiveness, all for less than you might expect.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Spring shows up quietly around here. A little more daylight. Warmer afternoons. A lot going on locally. News Radio 92.3 keeps you connected to it all, with the stories, updates, and conversations that shape your day.
Stay informed. Staying connected.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
New season, same trusted source.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
The Great Republic was founded on a simple yet bold idea. Our rights as citizens are not granted to us by government, but instead by God. 250 years ago, the Revolutionary War was fought to secure our God-given rights. The Second Amendment to our Constitution enshrines the right of all citizens to carry weapons to protect themselves, their families, and their fellow countrymen.
So, Pete Hegseth, as you've heard David reporting all this morning, yesterday signs a memo in favor of allowing service members to carry guns on base. Essentially, I mean, the headline of the announcement from the Department of War, Hegseth authorizes off-duty service members to carry private firearms on installation. So this would be during your non-official duties, but, you know, at NAS Pensacola or NAS Whiting or Corey Station or Eglin or Hurlburt or anywhere else, you would be allowed to keep, store, and carry as long as you get permission to do so. And he starts off by saying, look, we believe that rights come from God, not from government, which the premise there is that government is only ever interfering with these rights. It doesn't grant them. And so why would government interfere with the God-given right to self-defense that service members would have? That's kind of his premise.
The War Department's uniformed service members are trained at the highest and unwavering standards. These warfighters, entrusted with the safety of our nation, are no less entitled to exercise their God-given right to keep and bear arms than any other American. Our warfighters defend the right of others to carry. They should be able to carry themselves.
This is a really interesting argument. I think he's wrong in this analysis, and it might surprise you for me to say that as somebody who advocates for gun rights so much, but hear me out for a second. And feel free, by the way, I would love to hear from you if you're active duty or a veteran and you just want to weigh in and like, I love this, or no, I don't think this is a good idea at all. 437-1620. It sounds good. Okay, it sounds good. It's a God-given right. They protect our right to carry guns. Why wouldn't we allow them to carry guns? Obviously, military members often, you know, carry weapons in the course of, you know, certainly combat duty if they're in that kind of combat. I mean, they're not all in that kind of combat, but if they are, you know, and you go through basic training and so forth. Okay, very much more skilled and trained than the average citizen, right? And so why wouldn't we trust them with this God-given right? Why would we deprive them of the right to self-defense just because they happen to be, for example, on NAS Pensacola or NAS Whiting Field or something like that? Comma, but the rights that are afforded to citizens under the Constitution are routinely not allowed to members of the military. Free speech rights. For example, you can't just say anything that you want when you're in the military, right? Just as an example. Now, lots of rights are still protected. Okay, religious rights, for example, are still protected. But, you know, rights to protest and demonstrate, you know, out in public, maybe, but then again, you have free speech restrictions. Why? Because you represent the military. And there are limitations on what your rights, you know, your various rights against search and seizure and privacy, all kinds of things that apply to ordinary citizens in their ordinary life and their personal activities are at least adapted or modified for members of the military. Why? Because we understand that the military's job is to protect those rights, and the best way to protect those rights for everybody is, to some degree, to forfeit them for yourself. That's part of the deal. You know, just the basic ability to live your life the way you want to live it, to move the way you want to move and to hang out with who you want to hang out with, you know, you don't have that right. If somebody gives you an order, you can't just break it. In private life, you can. In the military, you cannot. So the reason I draw that analogy is because saying gun rights, like all the other God-given rights that are recognized in the Constitution, should be protected for service members, that analogy doesn't quite work. And again, I'm not against this. I'm just saying that line of reasoning. You can believe that a conclusion is good while also recognizing the line of reasoning is not particularly good in defending it. But should there be guns on base? Is it better for there to be guns on base? I think probably the argument that against having weapons on base goes something like this. Think about, I don't know, like in a war situation. You don't need a personal firearm on the base, although you probably have one. But you don't need it because the perimeter protects you, right? Nobody's coming inside the perimeter, would be kind of the theory. And there is a general level of less safety if everybody's just got these guns around. I know when I play airsoft, you know, there's the play zone and then there's the not play zone. And when you go into the not play zone, like by the cars, you know, you take your mag out, you make sure to clear your rifle, you know, you make sure there's no accidents, right? That kind of a thing. On the other hand, you have, and I mean, do you want people carrying around a gun in the sub, on the aircraft carrier, you know, those on the cruiser? I mean, those kinds of questions, okay? And not having lived the military life, I feel cautious about expressing an opinion about that. That's why I ask for the input of active duty members or veterans. On the other hand, when you're talking about shore installations, especially ones with what I would call light security, and NES Pensacola is light security. I mean, it's heavier now than it's been before, but, you know, they don't do active car searches with dogs. And, you know, like the level of security given to your car going through is pretty light. You need to have a driver's license. If you get approved by the VCC, you go in the back gate. Yeah, it's a little harder to get in the midpoint section, but you know what I mean? It's a fairly porous security system compared to a lot of other situations in the military. Some bases are lax, some bases are more tight, but it's like a city more than it is like an aircraft carrier. It's, you know, it's a place where a lot of people go for a lot of reasons, and obviously that means there is potentially more risk and therefore more need to have personal self-defense. We'll talk more about this in a second. Feel free to text me, 437-1620. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 both continue to look good at this hour. 9 miles, accident-free. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
Thanks so much, PJ. Back to Pete Hegseth, Secretary of War, yesterday talking about why he's made the decision to allow members of the military to ask for permission to store, carry personal firearms when they're off-duty on military bases.
Recent events like what happened at Fort Stewart, Holloman Air Force Base, or Pensacola Naval Air Station have made clear that some threats are closer to home than we would like. In these instances, minutes are a lifetime, and our service members have the courage and training to make those precious short minutes count.
Right. We've had incidents, and in those incidents, it being a gun-free zone has been a problem, just like having a school be a gun-free zone is a problem, or having a church be a gun-free zone is a problem. Why wouldn't you allow members of the military to simply protect themselves from these times when people have broken the rules? Because, of course, the bad guys don't follow the rules and we didn't catch them beforehand. Why wouldn't we allow them to protect themselves?
Before today, it was virtually impossible. Most people probably don't know this. It was virtually impossible for War Department personnel to get permission to carry and store their own personal weapons aligned with the state laws where we operate our installations. I mean, effectively, our bases across the country were gun-free zones. Unless you're training or unless you are a military policeman, you couldn't carry. You couldn't bring your own firearm for your own personal protection on to post. Well, that's no longer.
And so he's written this memo that says,
the memo I'm signing today directs installation commanders to allow requests for personal protection to carry a privately owned firearm with the presumption that it is necessary for personal protection.
So you can ask and you're going to presumptively get a yes, unless
if a request is for some reason denied, the reason for that denial will be in writing and will explain in detail the basis for that direction. Again, the presumption is service members will be able to have their Second Amendment right on post.
And he says this is all part of recognizing that the threats aren't all from foreign adversaries in warfare outside the perimeter.
Not all enemies are foreign, nor are they all outside our borders. Some are domestic. Confirming your God-given right to self-protection is what I'm signing into action today. and I'm proud to do so.
And I did think it was a little bit funny. He does the actual signature. Is he gone Sharpie too? I mean, it sounded like a Sharpie when I was watching it. I couldn't see the actual pen he was using, but it does not sound like a ballpoint. Okay, remember I said at the beginning when I was analyzing this that even he is, I think, would recognize that the God-given rights don't interfere with them. People are entitled to them. Government doesn't give them. It recognizes them. Even he is not fully embracing that because, again, the military does not allow you to do a bunch of things. Same thing here. Like, having to get permission from the installation to carry a weapon is not what happens in a private life. In private life, you're allowed to have a weapon unless you forfeited that right. You don't even have to ask permission. Now, to conceal carry, in a lot of times you have to ask permission, but right now in Florida, you don't even have to do that. So there's still a disconnect. Pete Hegseth is still not full-blown embracing the idea of a God-given right that shouldn't be interrupted by government. You know, you could say everybody's allowed to carry, but we can take it away at any time. He's still saying you have to apply for the right. So even he recognizes there is some kind of a distinction here. But what do you think? Is this a good policy, bad policy? For me, I believe in guns, gun ownership, gun carry. I carry. I don't usually carry inside the house. And some people might say, well, the base is more like inside your house. Okay. But I can understand why some people would because, you know, when seconds matter, seconds matter. But at the same time, you know, I carry all over the place. And I'm they're not going to let me carry on the base, or at least not yet. That's actually something that, you know, I don't really see the problem with that. If you're going to trust citizens, you're going to trust citizens. But that's not what he's saying. If you're going to trust members of the military, trust members of the military. It makes sense to me. But I'm curious what you say, especially because we have a community of so many active duty and veterans. I want to hear your perspective on this. 437-1620. Somebody says, for example, about expression, you can't use an umbrella while you're in the uniform. Yeah, right. And there's, I mean, all kinds of rules about how you dress and how you shave or don't or cut your hair or don't and tattoos and all kinds of things that are clearly protected First Amendment, and privacy issues are not allowed when you're in the military. And that's part of the disconnect. Somebody says some dude just got on an Pensacola by boat a few weeks ago. Right. Right. It's not a firm perimeter. I mean, it's firmer than it's been in the past. And it comes and goes depending on what the day is, you know, like for the homecoming show, it's very open and so forth. But, you know, it's not the same as other places, which means it is more vulnerable, which means it makes more sense to maybe allow people to carry. Somebody says, does that mean you can carry a weapon on board a ship? Right. That's a question. I think the answer here is no, because this is only on installations. But, you know, that's a fair question to ask next. You could not in the past, and you never could have any personal alcohol at all. Another example of limitations. I'm gonna read the text. I don't think it's a great analogy, but I'll read you the text. Should we issue all the prisoners shanks to protect them from all the other prisoners that already have shanks? You know, should the jail be a shank-free zone? I mean, there's enough disconnect between that analogy, prisoners, inmates who have already been convicted and deprived of rights, with obviously members of the military who have not. I'll have to think about that case because that's kind of an interesting observation. 437-1620, 437-1620, and somebody else just texts in, it's about time. 652 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, I have, coming up next, I have two very cool announcements related to NAS Whiting Field, and I think we're the first ones to report either of them, so this is going to be kind of neat. That's all coming up next. I'm Andrew McKay.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Tickets for the third annual Night at the Museum Gala are on sale now for Friday night, May 8th. featuring special guest speaker, Vice Admiral Jeffrey Caesar Cherico. Table sponsorships are $1,400 all in, and individual tickets are $175, but you can save 20% at checkout with the promo code EARLYBIRD. Get tickets and all things Pensacola Navy Days at PensacolaNavyDays.org. Spend an evening of fine dining under the planes and support Pensacola Navy Days. That's PensacolaNavyDays.org.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in today at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Something important happens.
You don't have time to wait.
Breaking news lives here.
Here.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Couple of good stories, or one's a story, one's a note, but you're going to like it real good. I'll tell you in just a second. See, John Pickens is out today. PJ is sitting in for him with traffic on the fives. PJ?
I-10 and 110 both continue to look good. Highway 90 is clear from Milton to Pace. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
So when you wake up in the morning, do you wake up feeling refreshed and ready to go again, and all the pains you had the night before have gone away because you're sleeping on a great mattress? And if not, or if you're waking up feeling, you know, achy and pained and tired and worn out and like, you know, man, that mattress gave me a hangover. Okay, well, go fix that. You would not be, I mean, you would be amazed to find out how much difference good sleep technology, good mattresses can make for you. You might have other issues as well. That's certainly true, but getting a good night's rest is so important. That's why the Sleep Center is a big believer in finding the right mattress for you. And I know you don't want to go to a mattress store. I know. That's the reason you haven't. I mean, you know this is true. I'm just telling you what you already know. And the reason you don't go is because you don't want to deal with those people. You know, high pressure, make you feel icky, chase you out the door kind of folks. Well, they know that at the Sleep Center, so they don't do commission for their salespeople, so it's no pressure. They have the best selection, the best service, the best price. They've been doing this for 30 years, so they know. They've got the NASA space foam technology, the Tempur-Pedic, the one that is, you know, actually patented. Other people imitate it, but it's not the same. Literally, they can't make the same thing because it'd be a violation of the patent. And so they're there to take care of you and help you find the mattress that'll make you feel great. So if you have been poorly treated by a mattress or poorly treated by a mattress store, find something better for both. The Sleep Center on the north side of Creighton, just east of Davis Highway. All right, I told you I had two stories for you. They're both really good. One is, you know how we've been talking about the Artemis astronauts and how two of them, Captain Victor Glover and Captain Reed Wiseman, went to NAS Pensacola because they're pilots. You know, one was a Tomcat pilot, Wiseman was, and then F-18s and a bunch of other things as a test pilot. Victor Glover was an F-18 pilot. Well, the question I'd asked yesterday was, okay, they went to NAS Pensacola for initial, for API, now known as KNIFE, but did either of them go to Whiting? Because, you know, about 60% of all naval aviators who go to fixed wing go to it, and Whiting, and some of them go to Corpus Christi, the rest. And then for Rotary, they all go to Whiting. Well, it turns out Victor Glover did not go to Whiting. He went to Kingville. Dang it. Or not Kingville, sorry, Corpus. Corpus for primary and then Kingville for advanced. But Reed Wiseman did go to the NAS Whiting Field. He was at VT-6, the VT-6 shooters. Training Squadron 6, VT-6 is a part of Training Air Wing 5. So absolutely indeed, Reed Wiseman way back in the 90s did go to NAS Whiting Field. So Whiting, that's always liking to remind people that they actually train the pilots, and that's true, gets to claim the commanding officer of the mission, which is fantastic. The second story, and one we just don't have enough time to get into too much right now, is Whiting Field has won another award. My God, these two bases win so many awards, NAS Pensacola and Whiting Field. Whiting has won a brand new award. It's new this year. It's called the Shore Battle E Award. Normally, Battle E Awards go to ships, you know, excellence, the best in, you know, whatever. And so now they have expanded that to the shore as a recognition that shore commands are as much of the part of the fighting force, the training platform, and everything else as even the fighting, you know, the ships. And so they just created this award this year. The CNO created this award this year. And for the medium installation, NAS Whiting Field won it in its initial year. So congratulations, Whiting Field, yet again, getting the recognition it deserves as being a genuine base of excellence. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, several fires burning overnight after an Iranian drone attack on a Kuwaiti oil refinery. State media there reporting that emergency teams are working to contain that. And Andrew, I know you're a world traveler, so next time you hop on an airplane, the United Airlines is raising the price of a checked bag by $10.
Okay. I'm just waiting for the day when they just weigh you and your stuff together and charge you accordingly.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.